1, how are you? VWA, W1, RAR.
RAR, KM4, VWA. KM4, VWA, can I get a quick radio check?
The Whiskey 4, Echo Echo Yankee.
Yeah, how you doing, buddy? Well, at least I know now my radio's getting out. I was getting weird there for a second. I've installed a 857D in my truck, and I got an ATAS 120 mounted up to the bed, and all of a sudden I'm picking up everything all over the place, baby. It's something else. But you know what? You're a smart guy. Can I ask you a quick question?
Sure, if you give me just a minute here while I hop out of my truck and get my mail. Just 1 second, 30 seconds.
W1, RAR, listening.
There you are. I was starting to wonder. Yeah, you're coming through loud and clear, bud. Is this thing clear?
I'm sorry, try again. You're all gargly.
Try right there. Is that pretty good?
That's excellent right there. That's your natural voice.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yeah, I'm waiting on Gary to come back. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Hang in here and listen while I tell him what's going on and see if he has any ideas.
All right, what's going on?
I'm back.
Hey, Gary. Let me tap that great expanse of a brain of yours.
You mean the vast emptiness?
Well, there's more in there than what's in mine, bud, I guarantee you. At least there is an experience. Listen, I've installed this 857D, and it works great on this band. I'm not getting any noise, any interference, no nothing. It's good on some of the lower HF bands. And on 80 meter, it seems to be fine. But 40, 20, 15, and in there, I'm getting an ignition pop. It goes up and down with the revolutions of the engine.
Okay, that's entirely possible. It is a popping rather than a whine, correct?
Yes, sir. Now, let me throw this into the mix, which is what's got me completely and totally confused, because if it was a regular automobile, I'd say ignition. But this is on a diesel.
You've still got noise from the various fuel injector pumps and things like that. So it may, mimic spark plug noise, but you're right. It probably is not spark plugs.
Right, right. So what do I do?
What truck?
The wife will go before the truck.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what to tell you there. Google is your friend. I guess I'd, do an online search for your engine type and ignition noise and RF noise and see if there's any clues that come back.
Okay, good enough. Yeah, if it had been a regular gasoline truck, I'd have said, okay, that's an ignition problem. Well, okay, you put on a condenser, and that takes care of it. But it's a diesel. So, you reckon putting a condenser on the incoming power to the radio would help?
Well, now we have to find out, is the noise coming in through the antenna lead, or is the noise coming in through the power? So I would disconnect the antenna and then see if the popping is still there. If that's the case, then you know that the noise is coming in through the power. But if you disconnect the antenna and the popping goes away, well, now you've got radiated RF that's coming into the antenna, and that's a different ballgame.
Yay. Well, all right. Man, I sure hope this popping stays in there when I take this antenna off. All right, well, good enough. Hey, did you hear all that, Richard?
Yep. The only time I had that was when I was on 9 meters on the AM, because that's got, you're not using my old radio. But, when I was on like 27.1850, which is your CB channel 19, that's the only time I would get any type of noise like that.
Hey, I'm out of here, guys. I'm in my driveway. 73, Whiskey 4, Echo, Echo, Yankee.
Hey, before you go, Gary, when are we going to get together and let me see that station?
Michael, I'm available.
He wants to come see it also. Do you mind the two of us?
Totally. Come on, bring him along. Bring Rich along if you want.
Can handle it or not. Man. Rich, I'll tell you what, the way I hear it, he's got a serious station up there.
Have the Andersons or somebody like that.
Who's above us, baby?
A tower.
Dipoles or beams?
And verticals for the low bands, and a hex beam on a roof tower. So technically, maybe it's a tower, but it's a shorty.
Well, there you go. So when are you going to throw you up a big old tower up there?
That costs me a half an acre.
Okay. Well, so what part of Cleveland are you at up there? Well, no, I'll tell you what. We'll talk sometime, and you can tell me how to get up there, and I'll give you my phone number. You can text me the address, and we'll figure that out then. All right. Well, listen, I got about probably 1,200 pounds of stone to unload out of the back of my truck. So you guys think about me. And I'll talk to you later. Richard, I appreciate your help getting that ATAS working. And, hey, it's working.
Whiskey 4, Echo, Echo, Yankee, clear.
And, Richard, I'm going to bail out of here too, bud.
Ready, I got to go. W1RAR.
Behave yourself, big guy. I'll talk to you soon. W1RAR, KN4VWA, clear.
Later, W1RAR portable, clear.